Masechet Ma'aser Sheni Parabeis Mishnah Chet Aperit Selam Imos Ma'aser Sheni. Somebody who has copper coins of Ma'aser Sheni and he wants to redeem it onto Slam or silver coins, as it's easier to bring silver coins to Yerushalayim than to bring a lot of copper coins. Bishami says, if you want, you can redeem all of your copper coins of Ma'aser Sheni onto Slam and bring the Slam to Yerushalayim. You won't have to bring any copper coins. You should not redeem all of your copper coin onto silver. Instead, you should have a shekel of silver, a shekel of half a sella, and a shekel of moz, one shekel of copper coins, as if you redeem all of your copper coins onto silver. When you come to Yerushalayim together with all the other people that are coming to Yerushalayim with their money, a miser sheni, you're going to have to exchange the silver coins back on the copper coins. Since when you buy food, you use copper coins, not silver coins, and silver coins are very valuable coins. So you'll have to go to a money changer to exchange your money, and the money changer will take a hefty commission if everybody's running to him to exchange their silver onto copper. So therefore, you should have some copper coins with you that you can immediately use to buy food. You won't have to run to a money changer. Rabbi Meir, I'm Rehim Echalim Kesebu Perazah Kesef. V'chacham Matir, Rabbi Meir holds, you can't combine silver and fruit of Ma'aser Sheni and redeem it onto silver. Somebody who has half a dinar of silver of Ma'aser Sheni and half a dinar of fruit of Ma'aser Sheni, and he wants to combine the two and redeem it onto a dinar of silver, he is not allowed to do so. Silver and produce have to be redeemed separately. They cannot be combined. While the Chachamim disagree, according to the Chachamim, in such a case, that you have half a dinar of kesef of Ma'aser Sheni, half a dinar of fruit of Ma'aser Sheni, you can combine them to redeem them on a dinar of silver. However, the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Meir in such a case. If you have a full dinar of silver and a full dinar of fruit, and you want to combine them to redeem them on a half a sella, a half a sella of two dinar, the Chacham would hold that you cannot combine them in such a case. If you have a full dinar of each, that was the Chacham would hold that you can combine them. That's if you only have half a dinar of each, and you want to combine them to redeem them on a silver of kesef, since you only have half a dinar of each, that's when the Chacham will hold that you can combine them to redeem them on a dinar of silver. Sechet Ma'aser Sheni Parabeis Mishnah Tes, a Paris Sela Shel Ma'aser Sheni be Yerushalayim. Somebody who has a Sela of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, a Sela is a valuable silver coin, and he wants to redeem it onto copper coin, as it's difficult to buy things with a silver coin, since it's worth so much money. So instead, he'll redeem it onto copper coin, and he'll buy food with the copper coin. Bishami Ayman Kwa Sela Mos. Bishami says he can redeem the entire Sela of Ma'aser Sheni onto copper coins. Bishilo Ayman Shekel Kesef with Shekel Mos. And Bishilo says he should only redeem one shekel of the Sela into copper coins. A shekel is half a Sela. You should redeem half of the Sela onto copper coins. The other half you should leave as a silver coin. The reason for Bishilo is that Bishilo was afraid that if you redeem the entire Sela onto copper coins, maybe by the time the regal is over, you will not have spent all the copper coins. And the copper coins will get rusty by the time you come back to Yerushalayim for the next regal. And that will be a loss to Ma'aser Sheni. And even if you take the leftover copper coins and redeem it back onto silver coins, you'll have to pay a commission to redeem it back to silver coins. So therefore, it's better to redeem only half of the Sela onto copper coins. Those that sat in front of the Chacham and discussed the dinim, this is referring to Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyma, Hanan HaMitzri, Shimon ben Anas, and Hananiah ben Chachinoy. These great sages did not reach a ripe old age, so therefore they were only Talmidim, they never became Rabbanim themselves. And they sat in front of the Rabbanim and discussed the dinim in front of the Rabbanim. And they said that when you change the Sela of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you should exchange only one quarter of it into copper coins. And the other three quarters you should leave as silver coins. So therefore, you should have three dinar of silver and one dinar of copper coins. As there are four dinar in a Sela, three of those dinar you should leave as silver coins. Only one quarter of the Sela should you redeem onto copper coins. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a Shalisha dinar in Kesef, who reveals most. Rabbi Akiva says that only 1/16 of the Sela should be redeemed onto copper coin. So therefore, you should have three dinar of silver. And the fourth dinar, you can redeem 1/4 of it onto copper coins. And that way, you have 1/16 of the Sela that is redeemed onto copper coins, and the other 15/16 should be silver coins. Rabbi Tarfon, Aymar Arba Asperi Kesser. Rabbi Tarfon says that the very last sinner should be redeemed into four oxfam of Kesser and one oxfam of copper coins. As there are five oxfam in a dinar, oxfam is a small Greek silver coin. There are five in a dinar and 20 altogether in a sella. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you should redeem only 1/20th of the sella into copper coins. So therefore, you should have three dinars of silver. And the fourth dinar should be redeemed into four oxfam of kesef and one oxfam of copper coins altogether. Only 1/20th of the sella should be redeemed onto copper coins, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Shammai holds you cannot redeem the silver coin onto copper coins at all. Instead, according to Shammai, you should leave the silver coin with the storekeeper. And you should eat food from the store until you've eaten the amount that the seller is worth. And Shammai is afraid that if you redeem the silver coin off the copper coins, you might forget that the copper coins is money of Maaser Sheni, and you might use it for other things that are forbidden for money of Maaser Sheni. So therefore, according to Shammai, don't redeem the silver coin at all. Instead, give it to the storekeeper and tell the storekeeper you'll take enough food from the store until you have taken a seller worth of food from the store.